right. We've now been joined by the winner of the second duel in tonight's race here at Daytona. We're joined by driver of the number 20, DeWalt Toyota, for Joe Gibbs Racing, Christopher Bell. Congratulations on that win. Before we go to questions from the media, if you don't mind to take us through those final laps from your seat in the car.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can.
Okay. I was very, very nervous whenever the restart lined up, and we had only, four cars, maybe more, four or five, and then the rest of the field was lined up on the outside, and I thought we were in trouble. And then, the new Camry really showed its strength with myself, John Hunter, and Denny on the bottom line being able to, move our way back up forward compared to the Fords on the outside. So that was very rewarding to be able to have that pace and claw back to the front. And then, in the closing laps, I was with Denny, and we had a good line going with myself and John Hunter and Denny all in a row. And then the Fords got a big run on the last lap. And then it was just a matter of Stevie Reeves, my spotter, getting me up to pick up the push from the 21 car. And, then I was able to gain the momentum and get alongside Denny. So it was very rewarding and refreshing to be able to make the right moves at the end of these races, because I've certainly made the wrong moves many of times.
All right, we'll go to questions from the media. If you have a question, raise your hand. We'll work to get a mic to you, and we'll start up front with Jacob and then go to Chris.
Jacob Suhlman, Race Face Digital. Christopher, I know there are probably going to were those that were already saying doom and gloom about the Toyotas after how bad qualifying was for you guys, but were you guys surprised at the race pace at all, or was this kind of internally what everybody expected out of the duels for Toyota?
Well, I certainly think that the duels went better than expected, but, going into this weekend or this week, we certainly expected to qualify a little bit worse than what we did last year, but definitely not, the back of the pack like we did. So that was very alarming. And then after Wednesday, we were pretty we just didn't know what to expect going into the duels, the whole Toyota camp. And then, duel one, we saw a lot of promise with all the cars, all the Toyotas having a lot of speed in that race. Tyler ended up winning the thing, which was really good. And then obviously duel two, Bubba was really fast. And then all the Toyotas once again were really good. So I think it's a good showing for the new Camry on the super speedways. And yeah, we certainly didn't plan on qualifying well, but our hopes were that it would race well, and it certainly did.
No trade secrets, obviously, but I'm curious what areas of the new body or what areas do you feel like the new body has improved from a Toyota standpoint compared to what you guys had to work with last year, whether it's on the super speedways or what you think you guys will have later?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard telling what we're going to have whenever we get out of the speedway scenario, but at the Clash, it performed well. But I don't think that really anything was a factor in the Clash, because there is no aero, and obviously there's no mechanical changes. It's just a body on it. So that one thing that they focused on, the Toyota group, going into this car was to make them push a little bit better. And so that whenever you did attach, it wouldn't make the front car or the car getting pushed so squirrely. And I think that they accomplished that. We were able to push very successfully, and it seemed like the guys receiving the pushes were able to stay under control more than what they could, with the previous version of the car.
All right, we'll go to Chris and then Jordan. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, Chris, I interviewed Denny Hamlin after the race, and I asked him if he had any hesitation doing what seemed like a pretty aggressive defense of you there on the last lap. He actually remarked he was thinking he possibly wasn't aggressive enough with that move. I was wondering what your thoughts on that were.
Yeah, I mean, I need to watch it back, because obviously things happen so fast that I don't exactly remember it. But the run that I had on him was pretty large, and I think if he would have tried to block the top, I'm pretty sure I would have been able to get back to the inside of him. So I haven't watched it back, so I don't know, but I think that either way I was going to be in pretty good shape.
He also said he was a little bit surprised, but also understanding that you backed up to work with Harrison. Obviously he was in a Ford, as opposed to staying up there with him. Did you consider the teammate aspect as you were doing that move?
Well, I didn't back up. You know, I didn't purposely lift off the accelerator or anything to harm the 11 car. But you know, I wanted to win, and I wasn't going to just contently push the 11 to the, you know, the start finish line for sure.
Thanks, Chris.
All right, we'll go to Jordan.
Jordan Bianchi, The Athletic. Is there a favorite to win on Sunday, you think?
Hopefully myself.
Maybe is it yourself? Is it someone else? Or is it Toyota?
I mean, I don't know. It's so hard to pick a favorite whenever you come to the Super Speedway races. And I think the only way to do that is look back at history. And, you know, the history says that there are a couple key players that are, you know, at the front of these races. But for whatever reason, the 500 the last couple of years, we've seen a lot of first-time winners and guys that don't win, you know, a lot of the regular season or playoff races outside of the Speedway stuff. So I think it's probably too hard to pick a favorite, but certainly the duels showed a lot of good promise for the Toyotas. So it's nice to have that speed going into these races because we, you know, haven't been able to win a Speedway race since the next-gen car.
All right. Good.
Dustin Lupino, JSK. Christopher, I know your feelings overall on Super Speedway racing, but what's it feel like to finally get a win?
It feels like I got lucky. But, I mean, it is very rewarding, definitely. And going into this season, one of the things that I told Adam was I wanted to win a Speedway race. And I guess this is half of a Speedway race, so but it's a step in the right direction, and hopefully, you know, I really do want to win a points-paying Speedway race because I've never done it in my career through like, Trucks, Xfinity, or the Cup Series. I did get 10 points. Yes, it's literally half a race, a quarter race compared to you know, the full points-paying event.
All right, we're going to go upstairs to the press box.
No questions from the press box.
All right, we'll take one final question in the back.
Jonathan Howard on 3 Sports. You and Tyler both kind of sat back in your races and made a last lap pass late. And I think I've seen Denny kind of do the same thing. Is there a different mindset going in where, you know, you want to sit back, but you don't want to get caught in one of those wrecks that happened in both races?
Yeah, I mean, certainly being on offense whenever it comes to the last lap is a big advantage. And, you know, it's just the cards that you're dealt. And, you know, if you have the lead, you're not going to purposely give up the lead to, you know, be in a different position at the end of the race. So, you know, Denny got dealt the leader, and I got dealt the guy who's behind him on offense. So, you know, and sometimes the leader wins. If the guys behind him start racing and get side by side, then the leader's in the best spot. But, you know, unfortunately for him and fortunately for me, I was able to be clear and pick up the run from behind and gave me the momentum to shoot past him.
All right, Christopher, congratulations again on that win and best of luck on Sunday.
Thank you.